I'll say it's a joy to be here this evening. I appreciate another opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty full this evening. I'm thankful the Lord knows what we need this evening. I am. I appreciate that song, Elisha. I ain't ever heard it, but I'm thankful. I couldn't ever praise Him for all He's done in my life. I couldn't. And I want you to know tonight, Mountain View Church, and you may be visiting or whoever you may be, or I want you to know tonight that I need your help, and I'm sure these men would say the same thing. And I want to piggyback off what Brother Randy said for just a minute. Don't think just because maybe we come this way and maybe whatever night it might be, I don't know. But I told these men that earlier in the week that Clint had texted us and said he was excited to be in meeting with us. And I just told them if they had it to go on, it ain't going to hurt my feelings. But if you want to see revival this week, you're going to have to mind the Lord. You're going to have to trust and obey in Him. And don't worry about if you're going to step in front of us or step in front of me. I'd much rather the church preach any day of the week than me try to get up and preach unto you. But I don't know. I'm nervous, and I ain't ran too many revivals in as long as I've been preaching. And be honest with you, just real nervous, real scared to death. Don't know how to do this thing. Don't reckon I ever want to know how to preach. I just want to be able to trust the Lord and be able to follow after Him tonight. And I desire your prayers. I got very familiar scripture. We stood this morning and a thought come by our way, and I don't know what to do with it except just to leave it in your hands and this evening and give you what the Lord's give us. And tonight I thought about I might just testify for just a minute if I can, to get myself out of the way maybe for just a minute. And I thought about we were there and preaching, and this morning, and the Lord passed by our way, and all day ever since then, then driving home and everything else, driving over this way, I thought about this scripture, and I thought about the thought and where it come from. And you're going to have to pray for our voice. It done went out once last week, and it may go out again, but that'll be all right too. Nevertheless, I trust in the Lord this evening. But I thought about tonight this thought that we got upon our heart, and I thought about when we were in high school playing football. It was a thing before ever Friday night for somebody to kind of give a devotion and try to give, I guess, a pep talk, whatever you want to call it, this evening. But I thought about one of the things that one of our coaches went over. And they read this story about 9/11 and about how this man was on a plane, and they were trying to go and take it back over. And before he went, and before he got off the phone, his words were, okay, we're ready, let's roll this evening. And that ain't our thought tonight, but I thought about that tonight, how it might affect our spiritual walk. Okay, Lord, I'm ready. Let's roll this evening. And I don't know. We may preach here in a minute or read here in a minute. I don't know. The Lord being our helper, we'll try to read in First Samuel, the 17th chapter this evening. Very, very familiar scripture. You know it if you're a Bible reader. Over here when David went among unto the giant there this evening, and I thought about there, and I ain't gonna read the whole scripture, may give you some context around it this evening, but you know that he went and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook this evening. And you know it takes time to choose those stones. I don't believe he just went down and reached down and just picked up some stones and said, well, this will do. But I believe that he went down. He looked at them and he examined them. And he said, well, this one will do. We'll put this one in the pouch. I believe he went went and looked again this evening there and looked for another this evening, and he had him five smooth stones. But I'm going to try to slow down if I can for just a minute. And I'm going to start in the 41st verse of the 17th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. And it reads, and it says, and the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. For he was but a youth, and a ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thy countenance, that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beast of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of the Israel, of Israel whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and unto the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And that is what we feel like reading tonight, I guess. Maybe if we had a thought, maybe something to stick around, I don't know. But it's being, are you ready tonight? Are you ready to go to war with us tonight? Ready to go to battle? Just another week. Let me ask you tonight, I know tonight that we're going this week into revival, and I'd love nothing more than to see the lost saved, than to see them come in this evening. But I'm going to tell you, you better come in the name of the Lord this evening, for there is still a God in Israel tonight. Ain't you glad tonight that there is? Tonight David went unto him. You know the story. I can't help it. This evening I can't help it. This evening, but you know that old Goliath come unto him with sword, with a shield, and with a spear. But David told him, he said, I come to thee in the name of the Lord this evening. So tonight, if we're going to see anything happen this week, we better come in the name of the Lord that tonight, and nothing more and nothing less tonight. You better come prepared, ready to go to battle one more time this evening. You say, well, I thought the battle was already won. I'll agree with you this evening, but there's a warfare between this flesh and the inner man that we've got to come subject unto, and that the inner man come up, that this flesh might decrease, that the man on the inside might increase this evening. I don't know. It may sound strange. It may be different. And it may not be a revival message. I don't really know. But as Dwight says, from time to time, I'm not an occasion preacher. I can only go with what the Lord gives me. And that's all I can do this evening. But I want you to know this evening that you, it takes some preparation on your part to be ready to go to battle this evening. David didn't go to battle. That wasn't the first time that he had ever used a sling this evening. And I don't believe that was the first time that he ever knew the Lord was on his side this evening. Don't try to go to battle with something you ain't proved, but go with what God has gave you this evening. I don't know this evening. I don't know tonight what you might need. And I know we try our best to get them in the house of God. But I'm going to tell you what, dragging them in here by their ears ain't going to work. You just keep praying. Tonight, I believe that David, when he went over there, you know earlier in the scripture before he ever went over there, that Saul come unto him and tried to give him his armor. And I thought about that this evening. I thought about Saul wasn't willing to go to battle, but he was willing to give his armor this evening. But he was willing to sit in the back and let David wear his armor to go to battle. Don't be that kind of Christian. Don't try to give your armor out to somebody else to try to go fight the fight for you. But get on the front line with us and go to battle and do your part this evening.
Bless your heart.
David told him, David told him, said, I've not proved it. You know what? This evening, there's some things that I've not proved this evening for myself. And it won't work if I try to use it this evening. But old David, he went and did what he had. Went to battle with what he had this evening. You say, well, that ain't enough. My little portion ain't enough. Well, what about the woman with the two mites? Gave all she had. If all you got's two mites, then just give it and it'll work this evening. Yeah, it will. This evening, I ain't going to try to rehash this morning, but I can't help it. This evening, I tried to preach this morning about letting go and letting God this evening. David, he had to let go and let God guide the rock this evening to be able to take care of the Philistine. He had proved some things this evening. His brothers, when he come down there, his brothers weren't too happy this evening. But you know who sent him down there? The father this evening. Maybe the father sending you to go do something. Are you willing to do it this evening? Are you willing this week to lay it all aside that you might move closer with the Lord? What's holding you back this evening? Are you trying to go to battle with something you ain't proved? Lay it aside. Get what you know and go to battle with us. We need the help this evening. We need the help this evening. I mentioned it this morning, but Bailey sings a song about it says, I'm going to die on the battlefield this evening. That's where I want to be found, dying on the battlefield for my Lord this evening. For this evening, we may. This evening it may get hard and it may get weary, but let me tell you, there's still a God in Israel this evening. And I ain't talking about the Israel over there this evening. No, I ain't. But I'm telling you tonight that there is still a God in Israel, and he's willing to help you this evening. Yeah. I seen something on the way over here, and it said, blessed is a nation that blesses Israel, or something like that, this evening. Can I tell you tonight, you can give all the money you want to give to the natural Israel this evening. You can do all you want to do, but you better make sure, that you've got a part of what of the new world, of the new covenant, of New Jerusalem this evening, for there's still a God in Israel this evening. Yeah. I'm still trying to talk to you this evening about, are you ready to go to battle? I don't know. This evening, a strange thought, I know. But I thought about that when I was young, younger in high school. They tried everything they could to give a pep, a pep talk, rally us up, get us ready to go. This evening, I guess maybe that's what I'm trying to do tonight. I'll rally you up. I'll get you ready to go. I'll get you ready for this week. I'll lay it aside. I'll be willing to go to battle for the Lord this evening. We got enough stuff. I'll be honest with you tonight. We had enough stuff that that we try to prove this evening, try to prove this, try to prove that this evening. But I'm going to be honest with you. God, he don't need nothing added to him this evening. No, he don't. He just wants you with what he gave you this evening. This evening, it'll work. This evening, you don't need to add to it, but you just come with what the Lord gave you. If it's 5 smooth stones, will you bring them? If somebody else has a slingshot, will you bring it? And we'll put it all together, and we'll slay the giant this evening, and we'll be able to have revival.
Amen.
I don't know tonight. I don't know what this evening. It may not be what you say, a shouting message tonight. But ain't you glad? Old David had to do some preparation this evening before he went over there to the Philistine. How would it have looked if old David wouldn't have went down by the brook and picked up 5 smooth stones? When he got in front of the giant, he would have reached in his pouch and found nothing. That's where we're at, Brother Randy. A lot of us ain't willing to go to the brook and search for the stones. But when we go to battle, we want the Lord to take care of it this evening. It's up to you what you got in your pouch this evening. You can't just expect it to be filled and you not be willing to do anything. It may not be popular preaching. I don't know this evening, but I will tell you this tonight. I need you this evening to go with me tonight. I need you this week to go with me. If it's staying up in the wee hours of the morning praying for that lost loved one, if it's just trying to find something from the Lord, I need you this evening. Lay everything aside that we might be able to see the salvation of the Lord. When David went in front of the Philistine there, he didn't say, I've come to you in David's name. He didn't say, I've come to you in Saul's name. No, he didn't. But he said, I come in the name of the Lord this evening, the host, the God of the armies of Israel. This evening, I'm thankful tonight that he didn't stop there. But he told him here, he said, there is that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Tonight, I'm going to let you know tonight what you do and how you live your life will let the earth know that there's still a God in Israel tonight.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah. Tonight I know. Tonight I ain't talked a whole lot about my thought. But I'm just telling you tonight, I can't help it. That's the way the Lord works sometimes. Tonight I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I feel like I'm so scattered. I go down so many rabbit holes. Ain't a single person in here know where I'm at. But you know what? I just come to you in the name of the Lord. I try to give you what's in my pouch one more time this evening. I just want you to be ready to go to battle with us this evening. You know what? If old David would have just stood back this evening when he come down there this evening, I believe they'd have been overtaken by the old Philistines this evening. But you know what? David was where he needed to be. You say, how do you know? This evening, God was there when he slew the lion. This evening, I believe it. And he was there when he slew the bear. But you know where David was? He was keeping watch over the sheep. He was where he needed to be this evening. So you just be where you need to be this evening, and you do what you need to do this evening, that you might be able to help us when it comes time and we need help this evening. I thought about this evening. I thought about that armor that David said, I've not proved. I thought about it a lot. And I thought about, if I was David, I'd have probably tried to grab the armor. Just being honest with you, in my flesh, I'd have been like, boy, that giant sure is tall this evening. I need that, for he's much bigger than I am. But ain't you glad when you settle down and you decrease and you realize that God is bigger than and stronger than any armor that this world could give you this evening. Amen. There's still a God in Israel. Amen. This evening there is. This evening. Yeah, there is. Tonight I'm thankful. Tonight that there is. Tonight, but I want you to ask yourself, what can I do to be ready to go to battle this evening? Get some things out of the way. Lay them aside and just pick up what the Lord's gave you, that we might be able to bind together and go to war this evening. I've said it a lot, preaching here lately, I guess, but I can't help it. It's just the way that the Lord showed me, and until the Lord tells me not to say it, I guess I'll just keep saying it. But I need you this evening, and you need me this evening. The young need the old, and the old need the young this evening. And I don't care what church you're a part of this evening. I sure don't this evening. I don't really care where your name's at on the church roll this evening, but what I do care is that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life this evening, that you're a part of the church of the living God today, that you might be ready when it comes your time, and you can help us on the firing line. I'm thankful this evening. I told you, I don't know tonight, but I'm thankful tonight that I am able this evening. I'm thankful tonight that I have a desire to see and be in the house of God this evening. But you know what? Today, if you ain't very careful, today you'll end up just like David did. David was good. He followed the Lord. But you know the story. this evening it was time for battle. Later on, and David was found not in battle this evening, but yet he was found waiting back. And you know the story. I ain't going to get into it, but you better be careful today, or you'll end up just like David, losing sight of the Lord today, because you think that your ways are higher than God's ways tonight. But you better keep your eyes upon the Lord and take them off of the world. I know David, he was good, and I know that he ended up falling down to his knees when his child became sick, and he said that he won't come to me, but I can go to him. I know all that today, but you ain't got to go through that if you would just realize how good God is, and that he is all that you need this evening. I'm going to ask you tonight. I feel like I'm probably about done. I don't know tonight. It may have been scattered. May have been something off the wall. I don't know tonight. But I'll tell you this. Tonight, I just want you to be ready tonight to go to battle with us this evening. When it comes time to pray for the lost loved one, to help us, I want you to be there to help us this evening. I told you, I've looked forward to this week. I love these men. I love Brother Randy. And I love you, Mountain View Church, this evening. I do. And I ain't saying that just because maybe we've got acquainted over the years. But I do love you this evening. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you're expecting us three to bring the message every night, you better hold on this evening, because we ain't got it without the Spirit of the Lord tonight. And we need your help, whoever you are. Tonight, I love these men. They're some of my very, very close friends. Some of my best friends in the world. Tonight, but I'm going to be honest with you. Tonight, just because we're here together, tonight don't mean that we're anything. And I love them tonight, and I pray for them. I would prefer them above me any day of the week this evening, but I just want you to know tonight that it's in the Lord, and it ain't through no man tonight, but it's got to be sent by the Lord and for the Lord this evening.
Amen.
Bless
your heart, brother.
I believe that David, I believe David's father this evening knew what he was doing when he told David to go check. I know. This evening I do. We'll go give him what he needed to. This evening I do. That's the same way with the Lord this evening. The Lord knows what he's doing this evening, but it's up to you whether you're going to go this evening. You say, well, what are you talking about? Old Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh this evening, but he decided to go towards Tarshish this evening. This evening got swallowed up in the belly of a whale this evening. But I'm telling you tonight, your ways are not higher than God's ways this evening.
Yeah.
They're not. I went out last night. There's just times that I feel like I need to kind of steal away sometimes and just go between with me and the Lord this evening. I went out last night and began to pray. I just asked the Lord this evening to help us, to help us follow the Spirit of the Lord this evening. I'm young in this way. I ain't no elder by no means. I ain't preached some crazy amount of revivals, but all I know to do is to give you what the Lord gives me this evening, and I don't know nothing else this evening. So if you're coming this week, and I'll go ahead and get this out of the way, I can't help it, but I ain't no Brondy Davis, and I ain't no Josh Coward, I ain't no Randy Jackson this evening. I'm just Abram Stanley, and you're going to get what you get, and whatever the Lord sends this evening, and that is all I can give you this evening.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I can't give you nothing more this evening. I can't this evening. I preach the way I preach, and that's the way the Lord puts it on me this evening, and that's all I can tell you. Tonight, I may not be some big name preacher that runs a revival every week of the summer this evening, but I'm going to tell you what. I love the Lord this evening, and I try my very best to serve Him with the best of my ability this evening. I'm a human just like you are, and I've got my faults and failures this evening, but I want you to know I try my very best to get ready for this week by laying it down, everything at the feet of Jesus.
Bless your heart.
If you'll have it, this evening, I went out last night and tried to find me 5 smooth stones that my pouch might be full this evening. And if it fail my lot to preach or testify, whatever it is, that I might be able to reach into my pouch one more time and pull out one of them smooth stones that it might find a lodging place between somebody's eyes. You say, well, you shouldn't say that. Can I say this tonight? It ain't gonna find a lodging place between your eyes, but it's gonna find a lodging place in your heart this evening. For when the Lord sends it this evening, it goes to the heart.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
I love you tonight. I do. I just want you to realize that my God is well able to take care of the giants that's in your life this evening. I don't know why I'm touching on it again, but I touched on it this morning. It come by my way again. I can't help it this evening. But this evening I thought about Joshua and Caleb over there. Moses sent them over there with 10 other spies, and they said this evening them 10 spies seen the giants in the land today. But old Joshua and Caleb, they come back talking about the fruit of the land. They said, sure, there's giants, but my God's well able. But you know what they come talking about? The stuff that was going to sustain them this evening. Yeah, they did. Tonight I want you to know my God's got something that'll sustain you this evening. He'll take care of the giants in your life. Give you food for your journey that you might be sustained when it comes time for battle this evening.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. They seen the same giants that they saw over there. Yeah, they did. But they come talking about the fruit this evening. I'll tell you what, there's still fruit today in the land of Canaan. Yeah, there is this evening, but it's up to us to go get it this evening that we might have food for the journey this evening. I don't know why this keeps coming. I'm trying my best to bring my remarks to a close, but you just hold on for just a minute. I thought about when Elijah over there, they said, he said, get up and eat and of the cake this evening. He ate this evening, went back to sleep, and then he told him to get up again this evening. He said, arise and eat, for the journey's too great this evening. You may, the Lord may be telling you to get up from where you're at, arise and eat, for the journey is too great this evening.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to bring my remarks to a close. We need you today. The church needs you. The church needs you this evening. We don't need half of you this evening. You hear what I'm saying? This evening, you listen close tonight. You can't halfway serve God this evening. You're either serving Him or you ain't this evening. And I'll say this. We need you, and we need every bit of you this evening.
The truth.
Are you ready? Are you ready? And I know a lot of people may take it as, are you ready to leave this world? I want you to be ready to leave this world if you're lost and undone. I do. This evening, should death find you. But I'm just talking to you this evening. Asking you, are you ready to go to battle this evening? Are you prepared this evening? Have you laid aside what you need to that you might not be a stumbling block to the ones behind you? We got to get some things out of the way if we're going to have revival this evening. Yeah, we do. This evening, we can either have revival or we can have a series of meetings. This evening, it's up to us this evening. But I want you to just lay everything aside this evening. Whatever's troubling you, bring it to the feet of Jesus and be ready to go to battle with us this evening. I love you tonight. I feel like that's all I got, but I love you. I hope and pray you got something out of it this evening. I'll turn it over to Brother Randy. He can close out how he sees fit.